The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dr. Rory Costello is with me. He's an associate professor in the University of Limerick and he's the co-founder of whichcandidate.ie. So if you are unsure as to who you might be voting for in the upcoming elections, pay attention. Rory, you're very, very welcome to the show. So tell us, what is Which Candidate?
Thanks for having me on, Kieran. Well, I mean, these elections are, you know, it's quite challenging for voters, you know, particularly if you haven't been paying very close attention to the campaign. You know, we're asking a lot of voters. They have to choose candidates in two separate contests where the issues are very different. You might be facing, you know, 20 candidates or more in each of those contests. So it can be a bit overwhelming. So what we're trying to do here is, you know, provide a way for voters who maybe haven't been following all the debates, et cetera, to have a shortcut where they can actually get informed, have enough information to filter out the candidates, you know, find a manageable number of candidates who they broadly agree with on the issues. So basically what we do is we ask all the candidates, we contact all the candidates, you know, we put policy questions to them, and then you as a voter can visit whichcandidate.ie, answer the same questions and see how your answers compare with the candidates. Very simple. You get a personalised set of results showing what percentage of issues you agree with each candidate on. And it's just a way to kind of help you make that decision.
Yeah, I did it myself a little bit earlier for Ireland South for the constituency as well. I'm not going to reveal what candidate I most closely align with, but it was upwards of, I think, nearly above 80, certainly maybe nearly 90% alignment with one particular candidate. And I was wondering that actually how you found out what their kind of policy position was on all these different questions. I think answered 20 questions. So it's that you ask those same questions of the candidate. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a bit of work on our end. We have to contact all the candidates, you know, encourage them, cajole them to try to answer our questions. Sometimes the party will provide a common set of answers rather than each individual candidate. But, you know, a lot of the answers are provided by the candidates themselves, and their comments are there as well. So as you go through the questions, as you will have seen, you can actually see what the candidates had to say about the issue. So you'll be learning about the issue as you go through the questions. But it's all we're not kind of imposing answer or the party's positions or the candidates' positions. It's coming from them. So you can be sure that the match is based on the candidate's own views.
Now, we've got local elections as well on Friday. I noticed when I go onto the website that I can fill out the questionnaire for the European elections and for the mayoral elections in Limerick, but not the local elections. Is that just that there's far too many candidates up and down the country? You'd be all year trying to put it together.
Exactly, Kieran. We would love to do the local elections, but there's, you know, thousands of candidates, I think, running around the country, running across the country. I mean, I think personally it would be fantastic to have something like this for the local elections, because there's a set of elections where people, are really lacking information on what the candidates are standing for. A lot of the candidates on the ballot paper, they may never have heard of before. So I would love to in future elections to do that, but I think we need to be a bit better resourced so that we could actually do that. At the moment, it's basically me ringing around candidates, prompting them to do this. So I can't really do that for the local elections as of now. But like you said, we have done it for the Limerick mayoral election, and that's really interesting. We've, you know, all 15 candidates have responded and are on the site, and you can compare your views on local issues with those candidates, just as you can on European issues with the European candidates.
And one would assume that this project will continue in existence through a general election cycle, which in all likelihood is going to be later this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we actually have done it in the past for the past two general elections, 2016 and 2020. And we will certainly continue on for the next general election. I mean, you know, even I mentioned at the start that it's primarily aimed at people who haven't been paying attention to the campaign very closely and are looking for a shortcut. But I think even for people who have, you know, what tends to happen is that, you know, people decide on who their first preference is and they have a good idea who they're going to give their first preference to. But then they, you know, turn up at the polling station and they haven't really thought beyond that, and they need to fill out number 2, 3 and 4 or whatever. The Electoral Commission was saying recently that 20% of people decide who to vote for on election day, and 10% of them actually do in the polling station. So we're trying to kind of make that ranking exercise a little bit easier for people. You know, what we're asking of voters in Ireland is much more. In most other countries, you just pick one candidate or one party. Here, you actually have to rank them. So That can be very challenging. So we're trying to provide information where you can kind of order your candidates. You can actually fill out a mock ballot paper to get yourself ready on our website. So that's what we're aiming to do here.
Dr. Rory Costello, an associate professor in the University of Limerick. He's the co-founder of whichcandidate.ie. If you are unsure who to vote for on Friday in the European elections or in the mayoral election in Limerick, if you're eligible to vote there, then whichcandidate.ie, as I say, is the website. You answer those 20 questions very, very quickly, only takes a couple of minutes, and you don't have to vote for the person who comes out top of the charts, but it's interesting to see whose policies align with your principles most closely. Rory, thank you very, very much for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.